Hello?
Hi.
It just went through that this call is being recorded and took me off.
Yes. I've clicked now the button in the web interface to activate the recording.
Okay.
And now I see also that there are only two persons on the call, so that's you and me. I will try to get Lars on the call.
Okay. I'll wait.
Bring him on IRC. Answered. And he's already dialing, only takes a little time.
Okay, I left both voicemail and email for Glenn this morning, but I have not had any answer from any email or voicemail in more than a month from Glenn. So, I don't know. He's busy or he's out working from home or something.
Yes. Then let's hope that he's still at Epson.
His phone answers with just I'm not available right now. I mean, his phone still answers and his email still doesn't bounce.
Yes. It comes probably with out of office messages or not.
No, I don't get an out of office message. That's why I don't. He may just be busy, or he may be working somewhere else and not have put up an out of office message. Not everyone does.
I hope that next week some of the Japanese folks will dial in.
Yeah, I hope so, too. If you have any way of encouraging them to do so, please do so. Like sending a message to the OP Japan list.
And in the last month on the OP Japan list, I have already seen minutes of meeting, but no translation.
Well, hope till you're subscribed to that list, then if you could send a note to that list asking for a translation and before next week,
I will remind them for
Japan.
The call and also for to translate the last meeting minutes.
Right. So, Till, are you expecting Lars to call in a few moments?
Yes, he tells on IRC that he wants to call in.
Okay, good. have a way you can restart the recording.
What?
The recording is recording us typing on our computers.
Yes. So one probably, if it would be easily possible, one probably should cut it at the point where Lars comes in or so.
Yeah, or restart it if you can do it on your web interface, you know, just...
I don't know how it behaves if I stop it and start it again, what I get.
Oh, yeah, all right, don't do that.
yes, not in the end, not having...
Let's try that sometime when it's just you and I testing and not an intended telecom.
If now a third person came in...
Okay.
Hi, Lars. Hey. I had some problems with the number. I don't know. I tried a few times, but didn't get to.
It worked right the first time for me. I never understand why sometimes these things don't seem to work.
Yes, for us in Germany, it's also, we usually dial some special number before we dial the number to choose a long-distance carrier.
Oh.
So that it gets cheaper, and there are some which simply do not work.
Yeah, exactly. I went through five of them right now.
What?
I just went through five of those.
Oh, gracious.
None of them. Yeah. It usually isn't a problem. I don't know what was the problem today.
Yes. I had at first dialed one of the long-distance carriers, and I got a message from Brazil. So it was completely broken, that carrier.
So let's try to move over the agenda moderately quickly. Is Lars and Till, is there any new news from last month on Google Summer of Code wrap-up?
The one thing is that it actually ended officially now. But
well,
the last
month's call
was really already shortly before ending it. It was two weeks ago, because the first two... Tuesdays of the month we had a problem, and
right, we only last talked three weeks ago, and so they have
naturally worked up to the end of the Google Summer of Code. And after the official end of the Google Summer of Code, in the end, I listed on the mailing list all the features which we expect to have in the dialogue, but which were not implemented by the students. And Peer's result was nearly complete; only a few things were missing, and Peer is even still working for some hours on that.
Okay. I will...
And Alex, he did not send any email anymore after I have sent this.
So Till, we don't know if Alex is continuing to work on the QT.
Yes.
I'll change it from is willing to maybe.
Yes. Yes, I think from Alex we cannot expect much more.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
He came last year. He just disappeared after the Summer of Code. I think we shouldn't take him if he applies next year, too.
Yes. We will not take him for a third time. And it's also not very probable whether we will open... For the common printing dialogue the next time again.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. Looking at my minutes from last time...
We'll probably offer stuff next year, but if Alex will appear again and apply for something which we offer, then we will not take him.
Right. Well, we'll, he's done some work, right? He just hasn't been as effective as Pear.
Yes, yes, that's true. Probably has, he had also a lot of problem with finding the right documentation.
Yep.
Because in his evaluation, in his end-term evaluation, he complained that he did not find documentation about the CUPS library and the CUPS API for CUPS PPD handling. And then I told him naturally in an email where he can look and where he can ask, but he did not answer to that.
I found it kind of strange. He said that he had problems with that after, in his final evaluation, but he never approached me or Till saying anything about that.
I don't know what's wrong. Yeah.
Yes, and we both have already programmed enough stuff with the CUPS API.
Yeah, exactly.
Lars has also started the GTK dialogue, and so he has probably already done a lot with the CUPS API.
Yeah. And same as Pear. So he should have just asked. I don't know why he didn't do that.
Yes, and Pear, in the last week he has uploaded a first approach of showing in the preview that duplex is activated.
Okay.
By making a folded corner at the upper right when duplex is activated. And then one sees a little of the backside of the paper, and then he has filled it with a preview of the backside. So what you would see on this corner on the backside. So with this you can also distinguish long edge and short edge.
Yeah, it's quite neat.
But not absolutely reliably, because it can happen that pages look very similar at the top and of, at the bottom, so that perhaps it looks nearly equal.
Yeah, but still, it's a lot better than just...
Yes, it's a lot better than when the previews do not show anything about duplex.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the particular graphics, there's always someone to argue about whether it could be better, but the lack of a graphic for duplex is bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I've recorded that.
So that duplex is turned on. And Pear's still working on it.
Right. That's what I recorded. I changed my notes from last month.
Yes.
We'll continue working at
Peacock. One thing is here, Alex Walk appeared here on the IRC, and I've directly tried to ping him, but he does not react.
Okay.
I don't know whether there are some, whether these messages of him getting out and getting in on the IRC are generated by some automatic process, for example an automatic restart of his router, or whether he really is in his room and has rebooted the computer or did something with his computer.
Till, other GSOC students very quickly. We don't have any status on Kevin Seitz.
Kevin Seitz and Supang Ka, they are still working on the web stuff.
Oh, I'm going to put that.
Yes, yes. And I'm I'm now working also with them and also doing parts of that stuff, because now they work less than during the Google Summer of Code, and I have also now found several bugs in Supangka's database and fixed them.
Okay.
And got some SQL queries working, for example, which are needed, for example, for generating a PPD file, and so, because there are also pages which show a PPD file, and everything should work based on the MySQL database on the site to reduce the load of the server.
Phil, did you say something a few minutes ago about OpenICC? Do we have any more feedback on the Orianos effort?
No, no.
Okay.
Only the stuff which was posted on the lists and ready.
Okay. In that case, I think we have everything that we are going to know about the 2009
yes.
Google Summer of Code.
Yes, yes. We had 5 students which came, which worked with us up to the end, but as usual, they did not really do so much work as we have expected before. But at least we got a lot of work done, which we by ourselves never succeeded to do.
Yep. And several of them, Per and Subankar in particular, did particularly well at getting quite a lot done.
Yes. Most we got from Per.
Yeah.
And we got also and the one who with the least which was Alex Wop. He did not so much.
Hmm.
And Supang Kaur and Kevin are somewhere in the middle.
I think we'll leave that in the recording and not in the written minutes.
Yeah.
For diplomatic reasons.
Yes.
I also put on the agenda, and I don't know if either of you want to talk about it at all, the Common Print dialogue, apart from just aspects of Google Summer of Code. Till you put out a list of what needed to be done yet in Common Print dialogue?
Yes, yes. It's on the mailing list. It's two postings, one posting for the GTK dialogue and one posting for the QT dialogue.
Okay. Huh. And it's those are separate recent ones on the list. Good gracious. I think I've somehow managed to miss them. I need to look. I saw one recent note from you, but only
but
one.
But this is perhaps already 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Those I got. Thank you. All right. Right, because one of those features had to do with the title bar of the print dialogue, and Peter pushed back and said it should just say print.
Yes, yes, because once I've made the lists, and then afterwards I had also seen some smaller things and have put them up on the list, and then there was also some discussion about them.
Okay. We're still a ways away from having the common print dialogue, although Pear's getting markedly closer on GTK+, right?
Yes, yes. That's even possible that he will soon finish the few tasks which are missing, and so that he will probably produce a complete dialogue.
Yeah, but then we still need to finish the patches.
Yes, the applications, so that the dialogue gets used, and to finish also the patches on GTK and Qt.
But we might get some funding for that from German. So do you know the status of that?
No, no.
Okay. There's probably still in the channel somewhere.
Okay, so we still need to finish the patches, which was another topic we had talked about before. Lars or Till, could you make an estimate of, at all, of how much effort remains in the patches? Is it many man months or man weeks, or just a matter of you're both busy, or...
Perhaps Lars will know more about that, because Lars has more looked into the
right.
mechanisms how software prints.
Yeah.
How print.
The patches for the toolkits themselves should be a few weeks, maybe, man weeks, as you say. But I don't know about the applications. I mean, the big ones will be fairly fast to fix. But I can't estimate how many.
Okay.
Need patches.
So the patches in the API are, I'll say several man weeks. Estimate.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And patches in major applications are hard to estimate. It's because there are so many major applications.
Well, yeah, and also I don't know how many of them use, how much of the toolkit API they use, because some
right.
use more, some work themselves, and I have to investigate that before I can estimate that.
Okay.
Something like Firefox will be fast because they use the whole GTK printing thing now, but I think OpenOffice doesn't, and a few others don't also. So. Have to look into that.
Yes, some applications are completely on their own with in terms of printing.
Yeah.
And also the GTK printing API gives a lot of flexibility how much you use from it.
Exactly.
You can, for example, use only the dialog and do the rest on your own or so.
Okay. I have recorded
that. We might get some funding for me to work on that, and then it should go pretty fast if it's worked out. Actually, I'm waiting for that for 2-3 weeks now.
Oh, would that be funding specifically for the application patches or for finishing up the toolkit patches too?
Both. They want the common print dialogue.
Okay.
Yes, yes. They want that the common print dialogue is working in their network, and yes.
They want
contain everything.
They primarily want it for Qt and KDE, but they also use Firefox and OpenOffice, so they probably going to need all of that.
Okay.
So if this works out, then and it should be and it should go pretty fast.
Okay, I have written down CPD funding possible for Lars in near future. Is that fair to say? Okay. All right. I think that's enough about the Common Print dialogue. Till, you had a topic last time that we never did talk about, and we didn't have any other people on to talk about, unfortunately, the 3-day tutorial for printer manufacturers. Would that be a tutorial in Japan?
Yes, yes. And the goal of it would be to tell the printer manufacturers how to design drivers and how to package them so that they can get made auto downloadable. Also to tell them about the PPD extensions and the printing dialog, so that they know how they can implement special options like string and password, and also to put their logo into the dialog and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any reaction from Open Printing Japan people to this proposal?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to record the stuff from the topics, which are what the topics, driver design, driver packaging for auto download,
yes,
and
yes.
Common printing.
And one thing is, I've also only started yet to talk with it with the people of the upper management of the Linux Foundation, and not yet with a wider circle.
Do you want it not in the minutes at all, or do you want me to say...
Yes. No, you can put it into the minutes, but I only want to tell it to you because I'm not yet presented it to the Open Printing Japan list.
Okay, I'm putting
but you can talk about
in
it
in Linux Foundation at
yes,
present.
Yes, you can put it into the minutes. It's no problem.
Okay. Hang on a sec. I'm almost with you. Do a PWG project report, but actually the topics that are in the agenda are sufficient to say what we're working on. Lars or Till, do you have other topics you want to talk about today?
Me not. We have always...
No,
Lars, do you have something?
No, I don't.
Okay, I will perhaps put one or two lines further into the topic PWG project report in the written minutes, and you can see, you know, a URL to the latest draft for each of them. But we are basically doing the same thing we talked about 3 weeks ago in all three of these areas. Power management is going forward later this month, perhaps even sooner. I will issue a first working draft of a power management NIB, which includes scheduled policies. So you can say every Friday at 7 p.m., you know, go into suspend or even hibernate. And when the system is inactive and it was in the on state ready, go into standby after 3 minutes or whatever, some number of seconds, those kinds of policies. The IPB production printing is, the two big IP features are job save and proof print, both of which are, there's a whole lot of other content, but those are the two that jump out as important for enterprise printing. And the imaging device security, we had a really good meeting with Microsoft last month, and at Microsoft, hosted by them, the PWG, a few weeks ago. And we're going forward, and Microsoft is hopefully writing a prototype of an MSNAP binding of the PWG standard health attributes, that is, system security attributes, for imaging devices, for MFDs, printers, scanners, and so on. And I'll put a URL to the latest specs in minutes. And which I should have minutes out without within the day at most, perhaps later today. Till, will you try to maybe send another reminder every two or three days several times to the Open Printing Japan list so we can at least get them to respond if they're not going to come next week to our joint teleconference? Because it would be nice to have them. It would be nice for all of us to talk at once soon, and we haven't done so in 3 months.
Yes, and not to stay awake the night without necessity.
Well, yes, both you and Lars, who I hope will both be able to be here next week, it would be nice if you knew. It would be nice even if I knew, because it's evening for me.
That's next, exactly 1 week from now, right?
I believe so, but let me double-check the...
Not really 1 week from now, because it's the night from Monday to Tuesday.
Yes. So, is that right, Till? I think it is. I'm looking at in my email archive, because I know I immediately sent an email to make sure that they knew that last month. Where are you? Yes, it's from our Monday evening or Monday night through Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday morning, 1 a.m. in Germany, and evening in the U.S., and 8 a.m. in Tokyo on Tuesday. So it's late Monday night. It's the easiest way to think of it. Till that... announcements on the list, if you want to cut and paste that announcement with the times and the phone numbers into your note to Open Printing Japan, I would appreciate that.
Yes, I will put a reminder on.
I sent it on August 17th, right after our last meeting, and I will put this date into the next one. Speaking of which, before we adjourn, we should decide when we're meeting next month, which should be Tuesday, October 6th. The first Tuesday of the month, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay for both of you?
Yes.
Good.
It's okay for me, yes.
We will do that, and in the meantime, I will try to find Glenn Petrie, who I hope doesn't have ill health, but he certainly hasn't been reachable for a bit.
Oh, really? Should he have been here today? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He always participates.
Yeah, he always participates in many of the week-to-week teleconferences of PWG, and around the end of July, he simply stopped showing up, so I'm a bit worried.
Oh, the latest sign of life of him is for me the 4th of September. He has asked me something, and I have answered it to him. Yeah, I have answered him.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's probably asked me an offline email question 3 or 4 weeks ago that I answered, but on none of the standards mailing lists has he showed up at all, and he hasn't been in teleconferences.
And this mail was personal. It was not a mailing list.
Right, yeah, so was the last that I had from him, but it was 3 or 4 weeks ago.
And he has,
so we'll see if we can scratch Glenn up before next week. Okay, unless either one of you have others, I'm sure you have, would like to have your evening, and I would like to do, I have a teleconference of the hard copy working group at 9 o'clock my evening today that I have to prepare for. I'll add a note about that, by the way, to the standards report from me in the minutes. Okay.
Yes, all right.
Can we adjourn? Are we done for today?
Yes, yes, I think so. Yes.
Okay. Alex, thank
you. One thing, Glenn's last mail on... No, it's also personal. So he only sent to me a lot of mail personally.
Yeah,
so
he
sent... After the 15th of July, it seems that he did not communicate with anyone else than me, according to my email. Yes, that's all. Hello?
Okay. I am sending right now to the open printing, to the printing architecture list, that is, the reminder of next week's Japan-US-Europe teleconference. But yes, Phil, if you would paste it into a note in directly to the OP Japan mailing list, that would be much appreciated. Okay.
Yes, I would do so.
Talk with you both next week.
Yes, see you next.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye.